Now we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Pyongyang by air on the same day.
Senior officials of state, chairpersons of friendly parties, and officials of party and government institutions, ministries, and other national institutions appreciated the performances given by art schools of the February 8th Vinland Complex and the Hungnam Fertilizer Complex at the People's Palace of Culture in Pyongyang on the 10th. Put on the stage were such various programs as chorus, My Country is the Eternal Leader's Country, Band Music and Song, The Glow of a Kansan, Male Solo, My Beloved Factory, Drum Beating and Song, Let's Glorify Socialism on Sungun Street, and Band Music, Storm Towards a Thriving Country. The performers emphatically sang of the undying exploits of respected Kim Jong-il, who kindled the torch of a new revolutionary upsurge and wisely led the great drive of building a thriving country with his continued march of field guidance. They powerfully demonstrated the heroic spirit of the Korean working class rushing forward like a gust of wind towards the future of a thriving country under the Sungun-based leadership of the party. They also depicted well the struggle of the working class of new generation, who is admirably carrying forward the lofty revolutionary spirit of the working class of the preceding generation, who had won brilliant victory in the rigorous struggle of the Liberation War and post-war rehabilitation and construction, and built a socialist industrial state on this land.
The Hecheon Power Station is in rapid progress in Korea. The soldier builders for the construction of Yongrim Dam of Unit 1 of the Hecheon Power Station opened a bright vista to finish the project ahead of schedule by successfully cutting temporary drainage canal, excavating the foundation of the dam, and placing concrete mixture, the most difficult project in the dam construction. Now they are over fulfilling their daily plan in the building of the dam. The soldier builders for the construction of the dam of Unit 2 of the Hecheon Power Station 2 are performing brilliant feats in the 100-day campaign. They are accelerating concrete tamping of the dam while fully ensuring its quality. The power station project is also sped up at the construction site for water tunnel cutting. The soldier builders finished the cutting through of the water tunnel in the whole section under their charge earlier than others in the construction site, and effecting miracles and innovations every day in expanding the water tunnel.
Sagang province of the DPRK is well preserving and taking care of the historical remains and relics in their original state. The province is inducing all institutions to pay deep attention to the management of the historical remains and relics and mobilize broad masses for it. The officials and employees of the Provincial Cultural Relics Management Office are responsibly repairing and repainting the Inpung Pavilion and reshaping its surroundings and generalizing their experiences to the towns and counties. Gangye City has repaired many sections of the Gangye Town Wall and newly laid a road after the Korean Pavilion. Chosun County is responsibly taking care of the historical remains and relics in order not to damage them after successfully repairing the road to the group of tombs of Goguryeo Dynasty in Unpyeongni and planting trees along the road. Hecheon City has newly repaired the ridges and tiles of roofs of the historical remains in different parts of the city, including Yongpa Pavilion, and is repairing the Bobwang Pavilion and Chilsong Pavilion and reshaping their surroundings. Manpo City, Sungang County, and other towns and counties are simultaneously changing the boards of explanations of the historical remains and relics with natural stones and planting trees around them.
The Botanical Institute of the State Academy of Sciences of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has nearly completed a Korean plant distribution map. The map has been made to protect and make best use of plant resources of the country. It clearly shows plant stocks in different parts of the country, distribution of plant resources and ecological features and utilization of plants. The scientists of the institute has classified and systematized the plant stocks on the spot. On the basis, they worked out plant distribution map of each province. The map consists of 16 parts. The 12 parts of them deal with natural plant distribution and the other 4 parts with artificial plant distribution. The natural plant distribution is classified into four, that is Arctic, Subarctic, Temperate, and Subtropical plant stocks according to their climatic zone features, and the artificial plant distribution into three farm crop stocks and forestry stocks.
Talks were held between 14th Minister of the DPRK, Paul Wichen, and the Special Envoy of the President of the Republic of France, Jacques Lang, at the Master Assembly Hall in Pyongyang on Tuesday. Present at the talks on the Korean side were officials concerned, and on the French side, the Special Envoy's party. At the talks, both sides exchanged views on a series of issues of mutual concern, including the issue of bilateral relations.
Czech political parties and organizations contributed articles on Korea to publications. The Central Committee of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia carried an article titled, Argument on Chain Reactions is a Groundless Conjecture in its organ, Czechoslovensky Kommunista, number 137 to 138. Citing facts showing the nature of the nuclear issue of the Korean Peninsula, the article said, the U.S. aggressive forces, including nuclear weapons deployed in and around the Korean Peninsula, pose a great threat to peace and security of the region. For the DPRK, in the state of ceasefire in particular, there are serious issues concerning its dignity and existence. As the Democratic People's Republic of Korea possessed nukes, the security of Northeast Asia has been guaranteed. It is a fabricated conspiratorial logic to say that the possession of nuclear weapons by the DPRK poses a threat to regional peace and security and compared South Korea and Japan to nuclear armament. Korea's nuclear possession and strengthening of its nuclear deterrent are just self-defensive measures to cope with the ever-increasing nuclear threat and threat of aggression of the United States and its fellows in and around the Korean Peninsula, the article stressed. The Czech Group for the Study and Application of the Juche Idea and the Mountbatten Czech-Korean Friendship Association posted in the internet homepage a joint article in praise of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Documents on the criminal secret nuclear promise between the United States and Japan completely opened to the public, evoking a strong criticism. According to the declassified secret documents of the U.S. Department of State, recently obtained and made public by Sinhara, Japanese researcher of international affairs, and others, at the time of the revision of the Japan-U.S. Security Pact in 1960, the Japanese government made the secret promise to connive at the call of the U.S. warships loaded with nuclear weapons at the Japanese ports and their passage through Japanese territorial waters, excluding them from the objects of prior consultation and confirming it in April 1963, the then U.S. ambassador to Japan, Rai Shawa, and Japanese Foreign Minister Ohira confirmed the contents of the secret promise. It is said that in September 1964, Rai Shawa reconfirmed the contents of the secret promise with the Japanese side through Ohira.
The Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun recently carried an article titled Compensation for the Wartime Acts of Japan, which should be turned into action. The article said, since the 1990s, those damaged by the Japanese past crimes in different countries of Asia have continued to bring a suit against the Japanese government and firms in demand of compensation. It is 64 years after the Second World War ended, but the victims have not yet received compensation for their pains. In the past, the Liberal Democratic government always refused compensation, alleging that the issue of compensation for the wartime acts has been all resolved through diplomatic negotiations. The present government must clearly apologize and compensate from the moral point of view. What is necessary now is action, the newspaper stressed. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ok and Jong Chul. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the work of the great leader Kim Jong-il. From today, we present in 13 installments the work Socialism is a Science, published by the great leader Kim Jong-il on November 1, 1994. Today, you will hear the first installment. Socialism is a Science. Socialism has been frustrated in a number of countries that scientific socialism is as alive as ever in the minds of the people. The imperialists and reactionaries are fussing about the end of socialism with regard to the events in some countries which had been building socialism. The renegades of socialism try to justify their despicable betrayal, claiming that the ideal of socialism itself is invalid. However, the truth cannot be concealed or obliterated. The crumbling of socialism in various countries does not mean the failure of socialism as science, but the bankruptcy of opportunism which has corrupted socialism. Although socialism is temporarily experiencing a heart-rending setback because of opportunism, it will without fail be revived and win ultimate victory for its scientific accuracy and truth. 1. Socialism is the ideal and the revolutionary banner of the popular masses who are fighting for independence. The masses achieve their independence by means of socialism and communism. The people's independence was ruthlessly trampled upon in the hostile class society. Where there is oppression, there will be resistance. Where there is resistance, revolution will break out. The popular masses have vigorously struggled to win their independence for a long time. During this, class societies have changed and the struggle of the masses for independence has developed. However, the only changes brought about when hostile class societies were replaced were in the forms of oppression of the popular masses' independence. The masses were not afraid from social and political subordination. The failure to attain the masses' independence in hostile class societies was because all these societies were based on individualism. Individualism is the product of private ownership. Society based on private ownership and its product, individualism, inevitably splits into hostile classes, produces class antagonism and social inequality, and is accompanied by the exploitation and oppression of the popular masses by a small ruling class. History shows that independence for the masses can be realized in society based on individualism. The historical view of the development of human society proves that in order to realize the masses' independence, the society based on individualism must be replaced by a society based on collectivism, by socialism and communism. Capitalism has turned individualism into the unlimited greed of a handful of capitalists. It has precipitated antagonism in the society of individualism to the utmost. Meanwhile, the massive struggle for independence has entered a new stage of development. Ours is an age of independence when the popular masses have emerged as masters of their own destiny, as masters who dominate the world. This shows that the transition of a society based on individualism to a society based on collectivism is an inevitable demand of historical development. Collectivism is man's intrinsic need. People can exist and develop only when they work as a social collective. People can transform nature and society and meet their desire for independence not as individuals but only through collective cooperation among members of society. If people are to live in a social collective, they must meet both their collective and individual demands for independence. The collective demand for independence is the common requirement of members of society for the existence and development of the social collective. The individual need for independence is the need as an equal member of a social collective. It is the need which should naturally be met through collective efforts in return for its contribution to society. The individual need for independence fundamentally differs from selfish greed, which ignores the collective and subordinates everything to the interests of an individual. Both the collective and individual needs for independence can be satisfied to the fullest only through collectivism. Individual demand divorced from collectivism becomes selfish greed. Such a greed encroaches upon the demands of other members of the collective for independence and hampers the unity and cooperation of the collective. Collectivism alone makes it possible to strengthen the unity and cooperation of the collective, to stimulate the creative zeal of all collective members, and to properly combine both the collective and individual demands for independence and thus fully meet them. because working in a social collective is the mood of man's existence, and because man's demand for independence can be satisfied only through collectivism, society based on collectivism, socialist and communist society, is the most progressive society which conforms with man's independent nature. Certainly, collectivist principles are not fully applied in all spheres of social life immediately after the establishment of a socialist system, because in socialist society, the vestiges from the old society remain for some time. The survival in socialist society of the remnants of the outmoded society is a passing phenomenon. With the development of socialism, these vestiges are gradually overcome and collectivist principles are implemented more fully in all areas of social life.
You have just heard the first installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. This is Voice of Korea.
In opening your mail columns, hold high the red flag.
Present an account under the title Ostrich Farm for the People. The ostrich farm in the suburbs of Pyongyang is evoking admiration of the visitors. The marvelous scene of the farm gave satisfaction with its nice buildings and the thick woods of different kinds of trees resembling an arboretum. The modern farm has tens of aviaries for young ostriches and breeding and fattening ostriches, and an organic composite fertilizer plant, protein plant, pig farm, and meat processing plant which form chains of production. More than 10 years ago, the great little Kim Jong-il conceived a plan to raise ostriches in our country too, and paid deep attention to its implementation. In December 2000, he gave field guidance to the ostrich farm and gave specific instructions on increasing meat and egg production and making an active contribution to the improvement of the people's livelihood. Under his continued meticulous guidance and concern, the officials and the employees of the ostrich farm successfully finished the three-phase gigantic project for expanding capacity in a few years and increased production capacity of the farm more than 10 times as against its initial days. It is another pride of the Sungun era that tropical ostriches have settled down in Korea, and the farm has turned in a few years into a comprehensive stock breeding base and a marvelous farm to be handed down to posterity. Chief Engineer of the farm, Kim Yong-bin, has this to say.
타조 기르기는 지금 21세기의 이상적인 가구목으로 되고 있습니다. 장인님께서는 이 땅에 타조 기르기 새록사를 창조해야 한다고 하시면서 우리 목장이 곤충물의 질과 설비 현대...
Now, ostrich breeding is an ideal poultry farming of the 21st century. Underscoring the need to open a new history of ostrich breeding on this land, Leader Kim Jong-il led our farm to develop into a world standard farm, either in view of the quality of structure and modernization of the equipment or in view of production capacity. The change of the ostrich farm into a comprehensive stock breeding base with all necessary conditions for stock breeding and into the topping farm to be perfect even in the distant future is unthinkable apart from the wise guidance of Leader Kim Jong-il.
On October the 2nd, Great Kim Jong-il visited the ostrich farm and noted with great satisfaction that the officials and workers of the farm have successfully modernized the farm and are normalizing production on a high level. Saying the ostrich farm is important in improving the people's livelihood, he stressed the need to actively encourage the ostrich breeding and put forward the orientation and ways for the farm to fully display its capacity in the future too. Today the farm is visited by many Koreans and foreigners. The visitors lavish their praises on the ostrich farm, saying it is a great creation born by the devoted leadership of Little Kim Jong-il for the people, and that the national power of Korea is great. The ostrich farm is a proud fruition of warm love of great Kim Jong-il for the country and people, and his will to build a great prosperous and powerful nation on this land, and provide the people with the happiest life in the world. You've been listening to my account under the title, Ostrich Farm for the People. This is Voice of Korea. Now you'll enjoy female solo and Pang Chang. People call and follow him.
Oh, Now you will listen to an account, Promising Little Soloist. Dear listeners, today we introduce a 12-year-old soloist. She is Kim Sung-won, an accordion circle member of the Pyongyang Students and Children's Palace. First, enjoy his accordion solo, Treasure Hunting. Seems to show the little boy's cheerful and lively mind. People admire his unusual solo performance. His mother, Chong Yong-hee, says,
"우리 부모님이 큰 성공을 칠 때는 정말 내 자식이 맞는다는 생각이 듭니다. 사실 말이지, 우리 부모들이..."
When someone is playing the accordion, I wonder if he is really my son. As a matter of fact, we've done nothing special for him as parents. Thanks to our grateful socialist system, he could fully develop his talents at the Pyongyang Students and Children's Palace without paying a penny.
Someone stepped into the fantastical world of music when he was attending the kindergarten. Whenever he heard a song, he followed it correctly. In him, the kindergarten teacher saw a musical talent and taught him the sight reading, hearing, and other basic musical knowledge. While learning to play the piano in his primary school days, Sung-won got familiar with the kid instruments. After he entered secondary school at 11, his teachers let him go to the accordion circle of the Pyongyang Students and Children's Palace as he hoped. Kang Bok-sun, teacher of the Pyongyang Students and Children's Palace, has this to say.
Sung-won의 특징은 음악적 감수성이 남달리 예민하고 표현력이 풍부한 것입니다.
Sung-won is characterized by unusual musical sensitivity and rich expressivity. Only some months after he began to learn playing the accordion, he acquired execution considerably through intensive training. Seeing his accordion solo, people admire his talents and surprising performance.
At different performances, including the school children's New Year celebration this year, Sung-won's accordion performance aroused great sensation. The little soloist won his fame in China tour beyond the boundary. When the Pyongyang School Children's Art Troupe visited China in July last, Sung-won performed accordion solo Treasure Hunting on the stage. The audience expressed admiration at his refined artistry, saying it is a proper combination of his gifted talents and excellent education. That's right, Sung-won is only 12 years old, too young to know much of the world. Referring to his growth as a famous little soloist, his father, Kim Yong-ju, says,
우리 가정에는 저도 그렇고, 성원이 어머니도 그렇고, 전문 예술인이 없습니다. 그저 음악을 좋아할 뿐입니다.
Nobody in my family is a professional artist, to say nothing of me and someone's mother. They only like music, but my son performed even in a foreign country. All my neighbors say with envy that we have an excellent son. Hearing them, we feel so proud of him as parents, and we are very grateful to our socialist system.
The socialist system of Korea finds out the talents of children before their parents and develops them. Born under such system, the children enjoy all happiness and pleasure under great care and sing of them in beautiful melody. A little bed with its wings of talents wide open, the little soloist is dreaming a big dream.
난 앞으로 작곡가가 되겠습니다. 그래서
I will become a composer in the future, so I will sing of my country all over the world.
The little bird of happiness will fly high in the boundless blue sky. You've been listening to an account Promising Little Soloist. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we present impressions of foreigners who visited the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. After enjoying a performance given by art circle members of the Mangyongdae School Children's Palace, Harpal Bora, chairman of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Britain, Marxist-Leninist, said,
I have neither the linguistic nor the artistic facility to express my appreciation of it. It's just truly fantastic, truly great. We do not find such achievement at such young age in our children, even in the imperialist countries. And you should be very proud of what you have achieved. I think this performance is a true demonstration of what Comrade Kim Il-sung used to say, that the children are the pearls of our society and the future depends on them. It equally demonstrates that only the system of socialism and only the socialist leaders can show such care and concern for the natural abilities of their children. Second, this time it was by much younger children and therefore all the better. You have no worry, you do very well. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to see it and overcome by emotion.
After visiting the Mangyongdae School Children's Palace, Shinichi Iwai, representative member of the Japanese Kim Jong-il Lovers Association, said,
Really
wonderful. I was greatly surprised. In music and calligraphy, the level of children is very high. I was deeply moved by the wonderful building and the well-arranged equipment in it. I greatly admire your country, which regards the children as kings of the country and values the future. I think this palace reflects the state policy well. I do not doubt that the children, the new generation of Korea, would grow up here as excellent masters. Bright is the future of Korea with excellent children.
You've been listening to impressions of foreigners who visited the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. This is Voice of Korea. Now you will enjoy a female trio in Pangchang. It is spring light, sunlight.
Thank you.
And economic power in 2012. We now present an account under the title Occupying the Peak of Science and Technology. Dear listeners, today all the Korean people are making strenuous efforts to open up the gate to a thriving nation until 2012, marking the centenary birth anniversary of President Kim Il-sung, founder of Socialist Korea and eternal president of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The workers of the Pansan Smeltery in the east coast of Korea are also effecting innovations at their workshops with the resolve to contribute to the building of a thriving nation with great successes in production. Lee Chol-hak, deputy chief engineer for production of the smeltery, said,
지난 시기 경험을 보면 과학기술이 생산과 밀접히 결합될 때만이 강성대국 건설을 과학기술적으로 담보할 수 있다는 것을 잘 보여주고 있습니다.
Past experiences show well that only when science and technology are closely connected with production can the building of a thriving nation be guaranteed scientifically and technologically. All officials, technicians and workers in the Tansan Smeltery have made successes in solving many scientific and technical issues by researching and developing valuable new technologies and applying them to production with joint creative wisdom and strength, believing that production means science and technology.
The cemetery concentrated great efforts on the solution of the scientific and technical issues raised in production and technical reconstruction according to the requirement of the era of the information industry. The officials of the cemetery collectively discussed the scientific and technical problems raised from time to time and made positive efforts for their rational solution in close contact with the technical staff. And they have set up a room for dissemination of science and technology and energetically disseminated new technology so that the producers can possess rich scientific and technological knowledge. Therefore, the technical innovation movement was vigorously conducted among not only the technicians, but also workers who presented different ingenuities and reasonable proposals to reconstruct the whole production processes wonderfully. The officials of the smeltery are scrupulously organizing and guiding production for full capacity operation of all equipment by inducing all producers to concentrate efforts on equipment and technical management according to the increased level of modernization and scientification as a whole. The electrolysis workshop is operating the electrolyzer more scientifically and technically and introducing rational working methods so as to raise the rate of extracts higher than before. The liquefying workshop is ensuring the quality of liquid on a high level while promoting the reconstruction project of the production processes. The raw materials workshop raises the operation rate of the equipment and supplies a sufficient amount of necessary raw materials with a high responsibility for working at the first process of production. Meanwhile, the technicians of the industrial laboratory succeeded in producing high-quality zinc white by using the waste materials from the zinc smelting process. and they are greatly contributing to raising the calcination plan 1.2 times than before through the modernization of the equipment, including the calcinating furnace and the waste heat boiler, according to the demand of the new century. Today, too, the workers of the Tansan smeltery are devoting all their wisdom and zeal to contribute to the building of a thriving nation with increased production. You've been listening to an account under the title Occupying the Peak of Science and Technology from our regular program Towards an Economic Power in 2012. This is Voice of Korea.
Now here is an account. Defending peace is a guarantee for Korea's reunification and national prosperity. Today, defending peace is a prerequisite and guarantee for Korea's reunification and national prosperity. Reunification of the Korean Peninsula is not for liquidating any contradiction or confrontation of systems within the nation, but for relinking the severed blood vessel of the nation and achieving national harmony. That's why Korea's reunification should be realized not through war for one side to conquer the opposite side, but in a peaceful way. Peace is very precious to the Korean nation, who experienced a three-year-long war forced by outside forces in the 50s of the last century. Without defending peace in the Korean Peninsula, it is impossible to realize peaceful reunification and common development and prosperity of the nation through reconciliation and cooperation. When the north and the south of the Korean Peninsula pursue military confrontation with arms aimed at each other, only the danger of war will grow, and peaceful reunification cannot be expected. Dialogue and contacts for reunification cannot be held properly amid a danger of war, and even if dialogue and contacts are held, success cannot be made. The same can be said of the reconciliation cooperation between the North and the South, too. Only under peaceful circumstances can independent reunification movement, national reconciliation and cooperation be successful, and furthermore, peaceful reunification be realized. The past history of the inter-Korean relations and reunification movement showed that without a solid peace on the Korean Peninsula, national reconciliation, unity, and reunification cannot be realized. The Korean people will in the future too continue to conduct forceful patriotic struggle to defend the peace and achieve reunification. That was an account on the title, Defending Peace is a Guarantee for Korea's Reunification and National Prosperity. This is the Voice of Korea.
Now here is the main chorus of the state military chorus. Peace is defended by our bayonets.
Oh!
listeners, with this we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.